This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Adolfo Chavez and Francisco Vergaray. How are you guys?
Doing good. It's doing well. Thank you.
Great. How are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I think I'll go first. This is Francisco. Basically, I am the system administrator for the digital asset management system that we have here in the institution. We have a system of 24 catalogs and over a million digital assets that are served throughout the institution. We have several clients that use the system, including doctors and regular staff. We have anything from patient images to images that are used for diagnostics and also stock art that we use.
I'm Adolfo. I'm in a different department from Francisco. I work in communications. And I basically manage four catalogs within our digital asset management system, which is Cumulus. All total, I believe I have about 200,000 images, mainly editorial in nature. Again, I'm in communication, so a lot of the images are for publications. I don't keep any clinically relevant images in there. You know, a lot of portraits of doctors and, you know, doctors and patients and stuff for marketing and communications purposes. I kind of call myself a dummy user of Cumulus, where Francisco is more on the administration side.
How does a comprehensive cancer center use digital asset management?
Cumulus that we use is actually a fairly robust system. Unfortunately, we only use the workgroup edition. We do not have the full enterprise version of the system. So we cannot take full advantage of the capabilities of the system. However, we are pushing the system to its limit right now, trying to get more catalogs and more digital assets into the system while we transition to possibly a future more robust system. At this point, we have been using Cumulus for over 10 years, and it's come to the attention of the higher-ups here in the institution that are looking for a more robust system to replace Cumulus. Now, basically, it is used for many things. We have people, for example, in the skin center that use it for comparing melanoma patients so that they can look at skin lesions and making sure that, you know, there are differences between appointments. We have people that use it for just general stock photography or editorial. That's basically the full run of how we're using it. We have an internet client, and we have several desktop clients. And the desktop clients are actually what allow you to add digital assets to the system.
Having the dam in place and actually using the dam, because the dam has been in place for a while, but when I came on board about 3.5 years ago, it was in place and there were assets in there, but there was no metadata attached to any of the images. So image retrieval was still kind of a chore. And now, since I've been there, you know, I've kind of taken on the task of adding in that metadata so that when any media outlet calls and says, hey, we need a photo of Dr. So-and-so, enter in Dr. So-and-so, and, you know, we get a whole treasure trove of images.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
The biggest success we've had is image retrieval, essentially. You know, previously, which I'm sure many of your listeners are probably familiar with, images were kept on someone else's computer. You know, usually the designer, whoever was working on the project. And when somebody had an image request, it went to one person who was like, oh, I think that person worked on it. And then it went, you know, to that person who happened to be out that day. So then it had to wait till the next day when they got in. And they're like, oh, yeah, let me go back and look at that project. So an image request took a day, 2 days, you know. And so that was kind of ridiculous. Now image requests take 2 minutes, literally. Actually, it takes 2 seconds. But, you know, because we vet each of the images, some of the images have patients in them. We have to make sure that we have patients that have been consented properly, that we have permission to use the image, that the employees depicted in photos are still work here, stuff like that. So, yeah, that's been a huge success. The biggest challenge, at least on my end, has been getting people to use it, which I think is kind of a universal challenge to everyone, mm-hmm. You know, in digital asset management. I get emails every day. Hey, do we have an image of Dr. So-and-so? Yeah, it's in Cumulus. You just got to search for it. That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the most difficult part, obviously. So,
yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges that we had when we initiated this project years ago was coming up with a naming convention for our digital assets. I think that was what what really we had to go around several times until we came up with something solid that at the time we couldn't search for metadata when we first started with this. We were looking at searching by the names of the files, but now we were able to add metadata to the files so that the naming convention is not, we're still using the naming convention, but it is not as important as adding the metadata. Still, we use both of them as just as a backup, just to double check, make sure things are named correctly. And that's what's been one of the biggest successes for us, because we were able to locate, you know, patient images, for example, that go into the electronic medical record. And, you know, when the doctor comes in and looks at the medical record, they can pull their patient's images that come from our Cumulus system.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
You know, I think this is something that Francisco alluded to when he first started talking. It's that really fully invest in the proper software. One of the big challenges that we've had is that we're using
a worker version of the system rather than the enterprise version, which we can really take full advantage of the capability of the system and just having the proper budget.
We have over 20,000 employees at this institution. Digital asset management is becoming more and more important every day. I mean, there are new people calling for catalogs, and they want to catalog images. They want to, you know, do this. And it's taxing on this particular version of the software we're running. So, yeah, as far as that's for DAM professionals, as far as for people aspiring to become DAM professionals, I have a book called The Accidental Taxonomist, which is a book that I got to do a little bit of research on digital asset management when I got into the position. And that's really the way I feel. You know, I don't feel like I can actually give advice to anyone who's trying to become a digital asset management person, but I'm kind of accidentally fell into this position by nature of like what it is that I, you know, do, which is photography and content creation, essentially.
I think one suggestion that I would give is you need to have, you heard of the phrase, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure that you have a specific group of people assigned to add digital images or digital assets to the catalog. That way you keep consistency throughout your naming conventions, throughout the way things are organized in the catalog. The other thing I would suggest is make sure that you have people that have very good attention to detail. Just minimal things such as a space or a comma or just a period in the wrong place would throw things off, and just people that understand how complicated this can be and frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, it takes a special kind of person, I guess. Digital asset management, it's a tedious gig. It takes a certain mind, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great advice. I would strongly recommend having a gatekeeper to your points.
Correct. And we actually have, at least in the photography department, we have several gatekeepers. We have about two or three of them. They go from one person, the photographer, they rename their files, then they go to the manager who double checks them, and then they go to the person that actually catalogs them. So there's three people that actually make sure that this images, that especially the ones that go into the patient chart, are mm-hmm. are named properly.
Good idea.
Well, I'm the only one in communications. There's me, and then I have an assistant now. That means that I get to like make sure everything is cool, but I also get blamed for all the problems. So.
But nobody's perfect. So even three people can miss something. So.
Mm-hmm. It happens. Yep. Well, thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this and 160 other podcast episodes, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.